W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. As fighting between forces of two generals continues in Sudan, an estimated 16,000 Americans are over there. The Sudanese army says it's coordinating efforts to evacuate foreign citizens and diplomats. Trillian Clifford of Ashland, Massachusetts, and her 18-month-old daughter are there. Her sister-in-law, Rebecca Winter.
I'm very frustrated because as a U.S. citizen who works abroad, she's always been told, you know, the U.S. embassy has her back. And it's very clear that they don't.
To deal with homelessness, the new Los Angeles mayor, Karen Bass, has proposals to be funded by over $1 billion.
One of the big expenditures will be the purchasing and leasing, long-term leasing of motels and hotels. That is called interim housing. And then we have to fast forward the building of permanent supportive housing.
No injuries after an American Airlines flight right before takeoff from Charlotte, North Carolina, had flames shooting from a wing. Doused, they all got on another plane. This is ABC News. While the warlike situation in Sudan has the army trying to evacuate American, British, Chinese, and French diplomats, those left behind often can't go out of their homes to get food and water because it's so dangerous.
Because no humanitarian organization is delivering services in terms of water, in terms of food assistance, in terms of medical care, internally displaced persons in North Darfur are extremely suffering, and it is time for the world to act.
Thomas Okedi is a manager with the Norwegian Refugee Council. He says there's also looting and armed robberies in Sudan. Artificial intelligence, real legal issue. ABC's Monica Sarabdi.
Seven-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Tom Brady threatening legal action after an online comedy show, Dudesy, produced a stand-up special featuring an AI-generated Brady making crass comments. The clip quickly making the rounds online. The Dudesy video was taken down after Brady's attorney sent a cease and desist letter to the two comedians behind the podcast, the entertainers standing by their special, calling it free speech.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
problem has like a different story of how it was happening. And I don't know that we ever top anything. I think we just keep working on making beautiful music that touches the world. This particular album is really special because we did it different than we've done anything else. We started this in 2020 during the pandemic, and every single song, every instrument, every vocal, everything was done separately. And genius, amazing human being, Kenny Leiser, just worked magic. I don't know about top, but I know that it is something that I consider a masterpiece of a lot of life that happened in the last 3 years.
It's been a weird time, but for the band and with the support of Kenny Leiser, of course, everybody knows Kenny playing with how many different bands these have. Him for support, taking all of your pieces, putting it together, and product, you must have all just been over the moon.
Oh my goodness. When we were finally finished with the last part of it in January and we were ready to just send it off, it was just like, there was a sense of like, we did this and the world is finally going to get to hear all of this. And this is unbelievable. So yeah, I get goosebumps thinking about it.
We need this music from you guys now, I think, more than ever. So I am able to talk with you about
Tim Lochner, our like papa of the band, is the very king of a hook of a song and an idea. And when we were in Jamaica, it was the beginning of 2020. It was right before everything shut down. One day, Mother Nature went, like, she said, this is what we got for you. Let me show you me in all my glory. And we said, we got to stay home. And we sat in the house and we finished the song down. And what is really special about it was the fact that Tim came with the idea of down. He had so many of the lyrics. And then I kind of just, what he does with that is give it to me and let me do my thing with it. So down is actually a true story of my life. While I'm not specifically saying anything, I'm coming out and telling you things that have happened to me and telling you that everybody has that story and it's okay for it to not always be beautiful, because that is what makes it end beautiful. Down is a big part of what happened to me in my past. So, yeah.
It does. I know the song will resonate with so many people. So here is Down from the People Brothers Band on Max Inc. Radio. This is Max Inc. Radio. I'm Terry Barr, and that was Down from the People Brothers, sisters and brothers. Now, what is the band's process for making this music we love? You have 8 people in this group, and every single one of you is creative. You mentioned this a little bit, but describe it more to us, because I think for those of us who can't or don't know how to do this kind of thing, it's just so fascinating.
Thank you. Every song has a different way that it's written. Bobby, because he can play and because he can write, will often come with a whole entire song and he'll just play it for everybody. And the guys just jump in and I feel it out and start harmonizing with them.
Oh.
Tim will often come with a hook and an idea and he'll give it to me or to Bobby to like just run with. Pauly had songs written already. Greg started writing some amazing songs when we were experiencing some loss years ago, and we kind of finished it up as we've been experiencing loss in these last few years. As for the way that I write, aside from somebody giving me the idea or the melody or the beat, I will just have an idea in my head and I will hear the symphony. I'll hear how it's supposed to sound and I just write the lyric. And my friend Kenny is the person who can take my sounds and transcribe them to notes so that the guys understand what I'm talking about instead of my however it is that I might do it. And he helps me get it into notes that everybody can play. So there's so many different ways. Max gave me just a beautiful beat and melody. And Kenny has done the same thing. So it just honestly depends on who wrote the song and what we're feeling that day. And sometimes we just get in a room and start jamming and magic happens. And as they're playing and jamming, I'll just start writing, or Bobby will start writing, or however the case may be. It's just, it feels like, we do feel like sisters and brothers, like actual family. That is the whole reason behind it. We have been for well over a decade, and the magic just happens how it happens. And we're so grateful. So grateful.
Do all of that, you know, in pieces and parts. And then when you hear it all put together, do you ever all just sit there and go, wow, we did that?
I think that any musician will say, and maybe not, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but I believe that when you are making magical music, it is an energy, it's a vibe, it's a feeling. We don't have to say anything. We're all feeling that. We're looking at each other, you get the goosebumps all over, and you just know that what you're doing is special and you can feel it. So there, you know, often doesn't have to be, at the end of it, we'll be like, oh my gosh, that's going to be a great song, or oh, I can't wait to finish this. But you just kind of do it.
You know, the albums often play like you are live. It still always sort of has that really big on stage feeling.
Yes.
And I love that, because so often you do see a, and then you wish they sounded like that on an album. But I feel you guys carry that sound over between the stage and the album. But I have to ask you, and this is super cool, you have been described as Tina Turner-esque on stage.
Oh my.
How does that make you feel, knowing that people really do groove to the live show?
Very, very, very humbled. I just, to be compared to anybody who has had such an impact on the world, is beautiful. Very humbled, very grateful.
Well, and all of you, I know you've described it as a family, but when you watch the People Brothers Band, just the interaction between all of you and the people who are there, it's something so special.
Thank you. Thank you.
Together, like you said, continues to push you or make you want to continue making new music? Obviously, you have it in your hearts to do it.
I think that when we played our very first show together, that was a little over 13 and a half years ago for me. Some of the boys have been in the band for longer. When we played our very first show together, and I did not know these gentlemen like at all, but when we were finished, I just said, we have something so special. Like, we're going to do something really, really amazing. So let's just keep doing it. And that was the first time I had ever been a part of a band, an actual band. So just to feel like home with people, and just know that you have something that's going to make the world a difference. We got to keep going, because we were blessed with this gift to share with the world. And to not do that would just be just... that would just be sad.
Because the music just really, it speaks to you. And I think that's why I'm enjoying so much. I will enjoy the album as I have them, but I can't wait to add the new album to our summer repertoire. What do you hope people who listen and enjoy, what do you hope, what else should they get from your music?
We just want to make people feel the way they're making us feel. Anyone knows when you're watching your favorite artists, when you just hear them sing a note or they play a note, and there's just that, the energy and the special that happens. And I just, every single show, I just pray that I can look out there and know that I made a connection with one person. And I ask my daddy to be with me in spirit and take all of his good energy and love that he had and help me get that back out there in the world. And I just think that that's kind of what it is. I just want to make people feel.
You've also, you know, you have been multi-awarded, we'll just say it like that. You guys have won so many awards, But I wonder, yeah, and you are so deserving. So please don't let me take that away.
Thank you.
The biggest award, I think, is the one you give back, your music and your love of wanting to help the communities across Southern Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Like, that's such a big part of the People Brothers Band.
I don't think that there is anything more important than like love and music and connection. And we just got to get out there and do that.
Yeah. And not just in Wisconsin, but Jamaica and so many other places too. So.
All over the world if we had our choice, but baby steps, right?
Yep. Forget us here though.
I would never forget where I came from. I know my brothers would never forget what they came from, and we are proud of where we were to be where we are.
Oh, I love that. That describes it in a nutshell right there. Oh my goodness. Okay, you all are on social media. Do you have a site or somewhere where maybe the best for everybody to kind of keep up with all the shows that you have coming up this summer?
Absolutely. PeopleBrothers.com, and you can go to DwarflessMusicGardens.com and check out the festivals that are going to be happening. And our Facebook is usually telling you what we got going on. And so there's multiple platforms, thankfully.
Anything you're really looking forward to this summer for a show?
The whole summer. Like, there is so many great festivals and like local festivals, our own festivals, our friends' festivals. There's weddings, which is always a beautiful thing. And the biggest part of it all is that we have this magic album to share. And so I'm looking forward to the whole summer. It's going to be out of this world.
This is Teresa Marie Mama T from the People Brothers Band. You can catch the album release party. The album is Sisters and Brothers. Gosh, that's a perfect title too. It's coming up Saturday, April 29th at High Noon Saloon in Madison. Oh my gosh, Teresa, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you. I want to give a huge shout out to DLG because those cats that are playing the album release party with us are so incredibly talented that we are just grateful to have them come and share the night with us.
We're going to end here with another new song, Living My Best.
Yes.
About that before we let you go.
Okay. This one is one that Kenny sent me the beats. He sent me the tune and just said, go nuts with it. And then him and Tim and I kind of like talked about a couple ideas. And then that is what came out of it. And it's so, so very true. I think at least we're trying to live our very best life. It was a couple years ago that it started happening like that. And some of the verses were inspired and written as I was going to help Bobby's sons with virtual school and just like embracing all of those things that were happening around us. And it was, yeah, there was, that song is very, very special. And I hope people feel living your best life is important at any juncture in time. You can start doing that.
Yep. And a good time to remind us. No matter which song becomes a favorite, there's a message from all of you and everyone. And
every
song is special, as you mentioned.
Thank you for your support of local music and just for your love, all of you. We love you guys so much. Oh, we have no idea.
Can't wait to see you soon. And again, here's you guys, another brand new song from the People Brothers Band. This is Living My Best on MapSync Radio. We are local music. Bye, Teresa.
Bye. I love you, Terry.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. That was awesome. That was super, super awesome.
Woke up feeling good today. Feeling the sunshine kiss my face. So full of joy, I'm going like a rainbow. Listen, wanna refresh my soul. Getting ready to hit the road. Waving a smile from my head down to my tiptoes. Cause I'm living my best life. To the outside air, taking the beauty everywhere. I count for many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me, and I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful. Cause I'm living my best life. I've got fire. Let me be your igniter. Elevate.
Radio.
CBS News Brief. There are media reports tonight not yet confirmed of a U.S. evacuation of embassy personnel from the capital of Sudan. Battles are raging there between supporters of rival generals.
The sound of gunfire crackles across Khartoum as thick black smoke billows above the Sudanese capital. After a week of intense fighting, the city's main hospitals are at breaking point.
Correspondent MTS Tayyab. Prominent Republicans are at an Iowa dinner tonight, among them the former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, calling for newer faces like his.
Someone with consistent conservative leadership that's got the experience in a broad arena that can appeal to the working class of America.
About the abortion pill court case,
President Biden released a statement saying he stands by the FDA's, quote, independent expert authority to review, approve, and regulate a wide range of prescription drugs.
CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Hey, 420 friends, did you know Cheech and Chong was coming into town?
No, I'm just kidding.
Knucklehead CBD and vapes are celebrating this 420 season just right. Whether you shop online at knuckleheads.shop, go into their store, or order online for in-store pickup, they are now offering their 420 discount, which is 25% off their delicious Delta 8 and 9 Galaxy edible gummies and their XL brand flower. So shop online at knuckleheads.shop today, or stop on into their Madison and Milwaukee locations,
550 State Street in Madison and 2949 North Oakland Avenue in Milwaukee.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Welcome back to Max and Radio. Ready for the loud stuff? Mars Hall has you covered. Get in the car on Max Inc. All right, Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations, Madison, Monona, O'Donnell, and Willie Street. IgniteGlassandGifts.com brings you this next tune.
And this is our last song, and this song is called Stars.
It's brand new Newski Live stuff.
Fever!
On Max Inc. Radio. Much local stuff, so much live stuff. It's all brought to you by our sponsors like Salvatore Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston, and Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's salvatorestomatopies.com. Also, Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. They've got a full kitchen right there in Sun Prairie. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, outdoor seating, live music. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com.
Such a deal. Could you taught me how to chill?
Cat in the Hurricane. Sorry, I'm like this. No, really, I am. I'm sorry. Line is next Monday morning.
Sunday morning, fly now. The city raised me from the ground, but nothing's ever as it seems. Waiting for what fell to you. Yes, setting sights and drinking fear. Wind it up and let it run away, away with me now. Way, away, away. No, I've got it together now. No, what if she makes it better? Yeah, thoughts been living on my heart, but it's not fair to think that. No, she's so kind of. No, give it a try. No, what if love at third sight? No, 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 no.
Harmonious Whale is sponsoring this half hour of Max Inc. Radio. Join them on a tour of Ireland and Scotland this summer. Ride with the band on their bus and find out more information all about this whole trip at harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, WAIL.com.
Soft and sweet, and the men lined up to fall down at her feet. fought them back, they cussed and cursed. I knew I had to get there first. I'd do about anything for that pretty girl. Tattooed her name, Arachne, on my heart, knowing it was bound to leave a scar. I didn't care how much it hurt, or if she dragged me through the dirt. I'd do about anything for that pretty girl. Causes men regret, but I ain't regretting desperation yet. Desperate's not what I'd prefer, but I'm desperately in love with her, and I'd do about anything for that pretty girl. I'd give my all, my hand, and my left would be at her command. No, they're not all. Yes, I'd do about anything for that pretty girl. So 40 hours a week I'll spend my life underneath the cold fluorescent lights. Security don't come with thrills, but I always have and I always will. Do about anything for that pretty girl. I get my own right hand, and my left would be at her command. No, they're not only words when I say I do about anything for that pretty girl. About anything for that pretty girl.
Thank you. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Chuck C.